We love being out and about. We're lucky enough today to be at the William Inglis Yards for what's going to be a spectacular day of trading for the Easter yearling sales. And at 11 o'clock two, the first of 225 lots go under the hammer. Of course, everyone's nervously getting ready. The horses are getting preened to the nth degree. I'm glad to say that Anthony Thompson from Widden Stud, the Valley of Champions, joins us on the Big Sports Breakfast. And big morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like, it's sort of about to kick off here this morning, and the build-up's been great all week, and you can feel it this morning. It's fairly electric. So just get the polish on these guys, get them ready to go, and then you'll get the big buyers rolling through for their final looks. And that's where they really lock in. They make their mind up, and you know, you see them really grit their teeth and go into battle to, you know, secure these really prized bloodstock here today.
A lot of work goes in behind the scenes, Ant. But what about on the morning, mate? What do you do?
This morning for the horses is no different. They're just getting the polish on. They've had their shampoo this morning. They've been out, had a nice walk, been washed, had a leg stretch, and so you'll just see them get groomed, get their feet oiled, and just get their final polish on, and get ready for the end of their final inspections. And from our point of view, we're selling on behalf of clients as well.
Yep.
So we're just making sure the clients sort of realistic for their expectations and know where they're going, and sort of trying to get the buyers sort of an idea of the value of the horses and what they're going to have to pay.
So basically you're sort of in together trying to set your reserves and work out exactly how we go about getting our clients the best price possible.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to sell the horses and we're happy to put them on the market, but you know, sometimes you do need to get them up there a bit, and you know, these horses have cost a lot of money to get here, and there's guys who have already spent that money, so they're not going to just give them away.
Do you have buyers make contact with you before the before today?
Oh, a lot of that. Yeah. Like the build-up, you know, a lot of these buyers have seen these horses at the farmers' foals. They've been out to inspect them, watched them grow up. And, the sales company's really chosen the elite out of the 10,000 foals born. These guys here are some of the best 400. And so it's a big selection process to get here. You don't just have any old horse that turns up here at the Easter yearling sale. And then it all comes together today and tomorrow.
Yeah, so it is really, this is the thing about this sale, it's the best of the best, really, isn't it?
You see that, and the buyers around the world turn up here, all our local trainers, all the big players in the game are here for that reason. They can come here this week and they can really, it's all there in front of them to really pick over and scrutinise.
And how many you got today?
What have we got in? A dozen today. A dozen today. So we start with lot three. This is the Fastnet Rock Colt you mentioned earlier, out of Fast on Grass. So hopefully he'll kick us off in style, and then we go right through 220s, our last one today. The colt behind him, the Sebring colt out of Ringhalls. Plenty in between. We've got a really nice Sebring filly in there as well, lot 59, and a few other good things hopefully to happen today. And then maybe we can get you back into the Champions Bar for a cloudy bay or two.
Don't remind me. It's a bad memory, Ant. It's a bad memory.
We did enjoy that last year. We had a bit of fun, and we enjoyed it, but not as much as you did, mate.
No, I think that's a fair comment too. What we're going to see here over the next couple of days too, Ant, is going to be a reflection of how healthy the racing industry in New South Wales actually is with the record sort of prize money, because you can't get the big money for your yearlings, can you, unless the industry is healthy and prize money is healthy within the industry.
That's what it all hangs on. The cornerstone of the industry is prize money. We've seen right across Australia, you know, the competition between New South Wales and Victoria, it's been healthy for all us guys, all the players, for That's the right. trainers, the jockeys, the strappers, and particularly the breeders. So eight individual $1 million or million plus races for two-year-olds next year. You've got the Golden Eagle coming online, this, you know, $7.5 million four-year-old race, the All-Star Mile, the Everest. All those things, all these new races, all this prize money, it means that more people want to play, and those who are playing want to play harder. So around the world, when you look at the bloodstock market and the industry, we're right in the hub of it here. I think we're right in the best spot, a real sweet spot for Australia, and a great, from my point of view, our family's been breeding horses in Australia for 150 years. I was always going to breed horses. I'm just really lucky that I'm doing it in Australia at the moment. For some of the guys in the past, 150 years, it hasn't been like this. You know, it's been a real toil and a real slog, and not as much fun as it is now.
Yeah, which is tremendous.
Yeah, it is. And you mentioned all those races, and Racing New South Wales have done a terrific job, haven't they, to produce these races to make it you know, accessible, but also for your industry, everyone,
all the participants.
It's very good and very strong, and it's the strongest here in Australia in terms of world racing.
Oh, it is, and we've seen it. The carnival, if you were the races last Saturday at Rose Hill at the Slipper, and if you're going to be there this Saturday, that's something very special. And that all builds on that momentum, and what they've done with the improvement to the tracks and the grandstands. It's not just the prize money, but the momentum in this industry, and it's New South Wales have started this snowball, and we're seeing it build and build and build. And, I can't wait to be there Saturday, because that's going to be something we'll never forget.
Yeah, it is. And just one final one. I see a TA on the hat there. Trapeze Artist is going to the Valley of Champions there at Widden.
Yeah, no, we're very lucky. We've got two new stallions this year, a champion two-year-old Written By and champion three-year-old Trapeze Artist. So we've got, the best of the best coming back to the Valley of Champions. So things are good for us.
If you see us inside, put our hand up, mate. Can you be kind?
You'll be right. Just buy one from Whitney, you'll be right. You can't go wrong.
Good man.
After a couple of cloudy days, I'm sure we'll get him.
Thanks, Anthony.
All right, cheers, boys.
Cheers, mate.